各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all.
Good morning.
大家早。
It's really good to see everyone here.
很高兴能够在这里遇见大家。
I just came yesterday.
我昨天才到这里。
But I felt like I've been here for a week.
但是我觉得好像在这边已经很久了，有一个礼拜之久。
那昨天呢，我是讲了三个讲座。
So yesterday I have spoken three sessions.
那主要是从怎么样解释雅各的角度来讲的。
I'm focusing on how to explain the book of Song of Songs.
Now this morning, I'm going to share two verses with you.
所以在今天早上，我将会与大家分享两节经文。
Now these two verses, they are the climax of the book.
那这两节经文乃是在雅各书里面的一个高潮。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
This is your day.
今天乃是你的圣日。
We want to worship you.
我们今天愿意在这里敬拜你。
We want to know your word.
我们今天愿意在这边认识你的话语。
We pray that you open our hearts.
我祷告你可以打开我们的心门。
Help us to receive your word.
让我们能真能接受你的话语。
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in such in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
不知道有没有人去过这个地方，知道这里是什么吗
？I wonder, have you ever been here? Do you know where is this?
知道在哪里吗
？Do you know where is this?
对，它是在Santa Cruz, 在 California.
Yes, this is the a place in Santa Cruz, in California.
It's a Christian campsite.
这实际上是一个基督徒的一个露营地。
很多年以前呢，我就来到这个营地。
Many years ago, I visited the place.
我是被逼去这个营地的。
I was forced to go to that place.
Because it was after my short-term mission.
因为我去的时间就是刚刚好我短宣以后。
然后有一个人呢是要去这个地方，所以我是被逼着，就是陪着他去。
So one of the member want to go to that place, so I was kind of forced to go there with him, with the person.
Because I had to give her a ride.
因为我必须要给这个人一个
ride.
我必须要载他开车载他，因此我必须要到那里。
所以当我去到那里的时候呢，他们当时的一个营会的主题呢，就是叫做 suffering。
So once I arrive, I realized the theme of the camp is suffering.
所以在Saturday night there was a testimony night.
所以也就在那个周末的礼拜六晚上，乃是一个见证的晚会。
然后就不同的人上来，就是shared about their suffering.
So every different person came up to the podium, start to share about their suffering, 他们的痛苦困难。
And then there was a mother who came up.
Then 也就在那个时候，有一个母亲就出来了。
And she said she has a son.
于是这个母亲就开始分享，她说我有个儿子。
And but then he's going to go to seminary.
然后这个母亲就分享，可是我这个儿子他决定要去神学院。
那这个儿子呢，已经大学毕业，然后有很好的工作。
And this son has already graduated from college, who had a very good job.
所以这个母亲呢，她是个基督徒，但是她不能理解。
Though the mother is a Christian, and yet she couldn't comprehend.
她觉得说她的儿子he's going to suffer for the rest of his life.
对这个母亲来说，这他的儿子将来以后将来一辈子受苦了。
He's going to be poor for the rest of his life.
因为一旦成为传道人，他一辈子就要吃苦，而且非常的穷困。
And no girls are going to marry him.
而不但如此，而且没有女生愿意嫁给他了。
所以这个母亲就是分享她这样的一个挣扎跟所谓她的痛苦。
So the mother was up there to share her suffering, her perplex and her
So I was sitting in the back.
所以也就在她分享的时候，我正在坐在那一个营地的后面。
然后我就当我听他讲的时候呢，我的心不断在跳，跳得很厉害。
So as I was hearing her sharing, my heart stopped pumping really fast.
然后我觉得是神要感动我出去来回应这个母亲。
Though at the time I have a strange feeling, I feel God is asking me and inspiring me to step forward to approach the mother, try to comfort her.
So I came up.
所以也就在那个时候，于是我就到台前了。
And then I shared my experience with her.
也就在那个时候，我就开始与这位母亲分享我自己个人的经历。
Because back then I had been at seminary for a year.
也就在因为在那个时候，我已经在神学院学习一年了。
And back then, my parents were not Christians yet.
我也记得在那个时候，我的父母也不能谅解，他们不是基督徒。
So I could understand how this mother might have felt.
所以我非常理解这位母亲她心里的挣扎与痛苦。
所以我是告诉她说，你是一个蒙福的母亲。
So I approached her and said to her, "You are truly a blessed mother."
因为神拣选了你的儿子。
Because God has elect your son
to serve him.
To serve him.
所以当我安慰这个母亲之后呢，她就问我一个问题。
As I was comforting this mother, the mother asked me a question back.
Can you guess what she asked?
你可以猜猜这个母亲问我什么问题吗？Are you married?
No. 她问我说，你几岁？
She asked me, "How old are you?"
然后我不告诉你们。
I won't tell you my age.
我就告诉他我几岁。
Then I share with her my age.
然后呢，过了一段时间呢，他就把他的儿子带过来。
So after some time, she brought forth her son.
And then, 因为他的儿子比我小一点。
Because her son was younger than me.
所以我本来想说，哦，他可能是个小弟弟。
So in my mind, I figured her son must be a little brother of mine. It seems like it must be someone much younger than me.
So I didn't give much thought.
所以就在那个时候，我也没有太多的思考。
But then when I met her son,
但是就当我遇到他儿子的那一刹那，
原来他是勾搭歪盲。高大，很高大，英俊。
公公，Then I unexpectedly he was tall and handsome.
And my heart melt.
然后我的心就融化了。
And then he asked me.
然后这位弟兄就问我。
他说 "What's your name?"
他就问我说你叫什么名字？
然后我说 "My name is Chloe."
然后我就跟他说我的名字叫 Chloe.
And then he said, "What? Chloe?"
然后他突然就很讶异的说，什么？你的名字叫 Chloe？
因为当天晚上呢，他刚好跟一个朋友在聊天。
The story goes like this. On that very night, he was chatting with his friend.
那这个朋友呢，是教会的一个姐妹，那她已经怀孕了。
And
friend.
The friend of his happened to be a sister in church who was pregnant at the time.
所以这个 sister 就是 ask 这个母亲的儿子问他说，如果他的女儿出生后要取什么名字呢？
So the mother of this son asked the sister, say, "Oh, what happened if your daughter is born? What would you?" The sister asked the mother, say.What happened if my daughter is born? What would your son name her name?
然后这个母亲的儿子呢就说，哦、oh, ，name her Chloe.
So he replied saying, "Well, why don't you name her Chloe?"
So a few hours later, he met Chloe.
结果就在几个小时以后，他就遇到我这个 Chloe.
所以他才会那么惊讶。
And that's why he was so surprised.
So 2 years later, we got married.
所以两年之后我们就结婚了。
So this is how I met my husband.
这也就是我怎么样当初第一次遇到我的先生。
Imagine a world without love.
你可以想象一个世界是没有爱的世界吗
？There will be no weddings.
那个世界是没有婚姻的世界。
No Valentine's Day.
也没有情人节。
No love relationship.
也没有爱的关系。
那是什么样的一个世界呢
？What world would that be？
在小的时候，我们可能有一些初恋。
When we were young, we probably had our experience of first crush.
当我们年老的时候，我们可能会看到这样的图画。
When we are getting old, perhaps we have seen such a picture often.
那这些呢，都是 pictures of love.
他们这些都是爱的图片。
这些呢都是有关于爱的电影。
Those are the movies about love.
有多少人看过其中的一些或者全部都看过的
？Have any of you seen some of the pictures?
Movie
list movies list up here.
Titanic. How many of you have seen Titanic?
有多少人看过《铁达尼号》
？Only half of you. What about Somewhere in Time, the old movie?
大家有看过？
暑期恋情吗？I don't have. What about the Notebook?
大家有看过
？Okay. A few of you.You know, all these stories are about love.
大家知道这些所有的电影的故事都是有关爱。
Even the story of Titanic.
甚至是铁达尼号的故事。
It's about a sinking boat, right? A sinking ship.
这个电影本身好像是描述一个将要沉的船。
But it was because of the love story that makes the movie special.
但是乃是因为其中的爱情的故事使这个电影非常的特别。
那不只是西方的电影。
Not only the movies from the West.
韩剧。
And also some Korean episodes.
Korean dramas.
Dramas. Yeah.
那这些都是我曾经看过的Korean 的 love stories.
They are all the...这些都是我看过的韩剧。
有没有看过 some of them? No?
Any of you have seen the Korean
okay.
Drama here?
所以通常这个在韩剧里面呢都是用四角恋做它的一个前提。
So in the Korean drama, usually opened up with not love triangle, but love quadruple.
Okay, love square.
love square.
然后常常用失忆症作为他的情节。
And oftentimes someone lose their memory as part of the plot.
然后也像雅各一样呢，他是这个男跟女呢，在时间跟空间错开了，所以 they couldn't meet.
It almost like the story in the Song of Songs that due to the time and space, the main male character and female role, they somehow they missed out each other, and they couldn't really come together at the right time.
So in the Bible, we have the Song of Songs.
所以在圣经当中，我们有雅歌书。
It's a love story.
这乃是一个爱情故事。
It's not just the love story between a man and a woman.
这个里面的爱情故事不单单只是指一个男人一个女人中间的恋爱。
It's also a story about God's love for His people.
这乃是其中也是表明神对于他子民中间的一个爱。
So the two verses we just read earlier.
所以在刚刚我们所读的两节经文里面。
I'm going to share with you three points.
我在这边将会与大家分享三点。
中文呢就是爱如此之坚强，爱是神的烈焰，爱是永远长存。
我将会与Then I'm going to share three points. Love is a force. Love is a flame. Love is forever.
好，第一点，爱如此之坚强。
First point, love is
a force.
Force.
所以在八章六节一开始，他说：“求你将我放在你心上，如印记；戴在你臂上，如戳记。”在这里的印记跟戳记呢是同一个字。
The verse opened up like this from verse 6: Put me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm.
印记跟戳记是同一个字。
Seal, both words are used as seal.
在这里呢有什么特别呢
？So what's special about this?
这个是女的对男的说的。
This is speaking from a female to male.
然后这个女的呢是希望这个男的把这个女的放在男的心上，像一个 tattoo 一样。
So this girl wish that The man can place her name in his heart like a tattoo.
那我结婚之后呢，我就把我的姓改成 Sun.
So once I get married, I changed my name to my husband's name.
本来我的 last name 是谢 T T S E.
So originally my last name is Xie.
So after I got married, my name became Chloe Sun.
所以当我一结婚之后我的姓就改了我乃是姓孙是孙
还是姓谢但 英文是姓孙的
英文是
So 从我的这个 last name 来看呢我是我属于我先生的人了
所以Therefore from last name I I have indicated I belong to my husband.
所以就好像雅各的这个女子，她希望她整个人呢是可以放在她爱人的心上，像印记一样。
Just like the girl, in the Song of Song, she wished she can place herself into the heart of the man.
所以放在心上，其实是让我们联想到在《申命记》的这段经文。
Actually, placing ourselves in someone's heart, reminds us a verse in Deuteronomy.
In Deuteronomy 6:4-9, this whole passage is called Shema.
So in Deuteronomy chapter 6:4-9, this is a passage called Shema.
Shema means here.
Shema means, Shema 的意思就是代表在这里。
Here. 听。
哦，对，听。
因为听呢是在整段经文的第一个字哈 ，Hear, O Israel.
And because here is the very first word, in this passage.
那整个什玛是整个犹太传统的一个中心，传统信仰的中心。
So Shema is the essence of a Jewish belief.
所以一开始呢，英文的翻译就是 Hear, O Israel.
所以在and therefore, in the English translation, it goes like, "Hear, O Israel."
然后我们看第六节的部分呢，是讲到我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。记在心上可以翻译成放在心上 ，upon your heart.
So verse 6, that whatever I tell you, you have to put upon your heart.
所以这个 upon your heart 呢，是跟刚才的Song of Songs 的。八到六节里面要这个女的是说要把她的心放在她心上要把她的人放在对方的心上一样的
So this is the same description as in Song of Song that put the writing upon your heart just like the girl saying to the man put me upon in your heart as a seal
然后这边呢是讲到要不断在无时无刻都要谈论神的话要把神的话呢系在手上为记号戴在额上为经文，又要写在房屋的门框上。
In verse 8 in Deuteronomy chapter 4, it talks about you have to remember God's word. No matter it's going out in and out of your house, and or laying up, standing up or laying down.
好，那这边呢，又让我们看到联想到箴言的。类似的经文
and which remind us a very, very similar verse in Proverbs.
因为在箴言的三章这边呢是讲到我儿不要忘记我的法则而这个法则就是指向申命记这个律法
So it talks about the law. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. The command here, which is,
律法
is the law.
So it is reflecting back to Deuteronomy 6.
So it 这边就反映出原来在申命记的那一节经文。
然后这边讲到第三节说不可使慈爱诚实离开你要系在你颈项上刻在你心板上。
So verse 3, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart.
那在这里呢我们看到这个系在跟写在呢系在跟刻在是呼应生命记的系在跟写在是同样的字
So the bind and the write these two verbs reflecting the same word being mentioned in Deuteronomy
所以刚才我们看的短短一节求你将我放在你心上如印记是 echo both Deuteronomy and Proverbs
So the verse we just read from the Song of Song, put me upon your heart as a seal. It's a verse reflecting back to Deuteronomy and the book of Proverbs.
所以我们看到原来雅歌并不只是 about love 而已。
And therefore we realize the book of Song of Song is not just about love.
And 它是连接到神跟神的律法。
But also it connects the meaning to God's law and God's command.
那不仅如此，刚才我们看到如印记、如戳记这两个字。
Not only that, the word sealed being mentioned in the Song of Songs chapter 8, verse 6.
昨天分享过的，就是在整个旧约当中 ，as a seal 这个 combination only appears three times.
The phrase as a seal only appears three times in the Old Testament.
出现三次。
Only appears three times.
Yeah. 所以啊，第三次出现的时候呢，是在哈该书的二章二十三节。
The first time it appeared in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 23.
所以在哈该书的这个地方呢，我们看到神呢是把所罗巴伯成为一个印记。
So in the book of Haggai, God has placed Zerubbabel as a seal.
那这样子呢，就是所罗巴伯成为一个弥赛亚的预表。
So Zerubbabel became an icon and a type of Messiah.
那如果这样子看下去，我们看到刚才短短的一节经文哈，八章六节，其实呢是连接到律法、先知跟圣卷。
And therefore, just a short phrase we mentioned in Book of Song of Song, chapter 8, verse 6, it actually connect the idea to the law, the prophet, and the holy book.
Yeah, the writings.
And the writings.
So Proverbs is in the book of the writings. Yeah. 我们继续看下去，就是为什么这个女的要把她自己放在她良人的身上如印记呢？
Then we continue on, try to understand why this girl would like to place herself as a seal upon this man's heart.
因为她说因为爱情如死之坚强。
She continued on, for love is as strong as death.
那在这里呢，这个坚强呢是可以翻译成力量。
What the word strong can be translated as force.
那大家有没有看过 Star Wars?
Have you ever seen the movie Star Wars?
May the force be with you. Star Wars.Same idea.
大家有看过《星际大战》吗？就是你的力量与你同在吗？
所以在这里，我们看到女子的是把爱情跟死亡做一个比较。
And therefore, we see this girl has placed the death and seal on the same scale.
她知道死亡是什么，所以她把爱情呢是跟死亡放在一起。
She understands what love, what death is, and therefore she places love and death on the same scale.
在这边呢有一个古今东的背景。
And right here, the writing carries a background of Near Eastern culture.
在古今东有一个神话故事叫做 Bell Cycle.
In the Near Eastern culture, there is a story called Bell Cycle.
那在这个故事里面呢，就是讲到巴利哈，巴利是一个当时的神。
It mentioned about a pagan god, Baal.
然后也讲到另外一个神，就是叫做 Molt.
It also talk about there's another god whose name is Molt.
And Molt means death.
Molt, is the death. 是死亡之神。
所以在这个神话故事当中呢，是讲到Baal is strong and Molt is strong.
So in the story talks about two gods, Baal, Baal is strong and Molt is strong. 两个神在这个故事里面当中是同等的，非常的强盛。
然后他们就打架。
And then they start to fight.
所以在当时古今东的背景，大家都熟悉这个神话故事。
So in the Near Eastern culture, people were familiar with that story at the time.
所以当讲到爱情for love is as strong as death, 会让人联想到这样的一个神话故事。
So when the phrase for love is as strong as death, people can relate this writing to the story.
因为他们知道死神呢是坚强的。
Because for they know the God of death is strong.
死亡呢是会临到每一个人。
Death will come upon everyone.
是不是？
Isn't that true?
不管我们是什么人。
No matter who we are.
有没有博士学位？
Any PhD, any PhD here?
胖或瘦。
Any person who are fat or skinny?
Rich or poor.
或者有钱没有钱？
Death is strong.
死亡对我们都是非常不可抵挡的。
因为每个人都会遇见。
For every one of us, we are going to encounter it.
那犹太人的死亡观是这样子。
So here is the concept of death to the Jews.
在什么这个经文里面呢，是说你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
The Shema passage in Deuteronomy that we shall love our God all of your heart, all of your strength, and all your soul.
所以在这边所讲的 all your soul 就是回应在雅歌里面他常说 the one whom my soul loves.
So all of your soul reflect to the I love all my soul in the book of Song of Songs.
对，在雅歌当中他是说我心所爱的，其实就是回应以色列的这个心对神应该要有爱。
So my beloved, the phrase my beloved in the Song of Songs actually reflect to the book of Deuteronomy that I should love you all my soul.
所以犹太人的死亡观就是当我们用全心啊全个灵去爱神的时候，那当神要我们性命的时候，我们也要给他。
So it means to the Jews when we love our God to all of our soul to a point that God can demand our life, then we should give it up to Him.
所以爱跟死呢是放在同样的一个平台上。
And therefore, they place love and death on the same scale.
正如没有人可以战胜死亡。
Just like no one can conquer death.
也没有人可以抗拒爱情的力量。
And no one could resist love either.
刚才的这些电影呢，其实都是跟死亡有关系。
And actually, all the movies I have listed here has something to do with death.
With love and death.
With love and death.
我们用这个电影哈，《罗密欧与朱丽叶》来做个例子。
For instance, Romeo and Juliet.
Even if you have not watched the movie, you know the content of the story.、Right?
就算大家也许没有看过这个《罗密欧与朱丽叶》的。这个电影我想大家知道其中的故事吧、嗯、
所以这个故事在最后的时候呢，是罗密欧看到朱丽叶死了，以为他真的死了。
So as the end of story, when Romeo saw Juliet died, he thought she really died.
然后呢他做了什么呢？罗密欧就
And do you know what did he do after he saw his girl's death?
他就自杀嘛，对不对？他就 commit suicide.
He committed suicide.
然后当这个叫 Juliet 醒来，然后看到罗密欧已经死了， Juliet 做了什么？
So as Juliet finally woke up and saw her man die, do you know what she do? What she did?
Same, right? She committed suicide.
She also committed suicide afterwards.
所以他们对方
呢，自杀了。
他们对方都是爱到一个最深的一个地步，宁愿死也不要活在没有爱人的同在当中。
So they love one another deep down to a point they rather die, than living without, their beloved.
也可以说他们活着是因为爱的缘故。
We can say they live because of love.
我知道很多年长的夫妻。
I know many elderly couples.
他们已经结婚可能有五十年甚至六十年。
Perhaps some couple have married 50 years or 60 years.
那当其中一个先走的时候。
When one of the couple depart.
那 the other one, 很快也走了。
另一个就很快的也过世了。The other one also died soon after.
所以很多时候我们看到夫妻感情这种强烈度呢，就是他们愿意终身的在一起。
Then we see the thickness of their love, their bonding of one another. They rather live with one another or die.
那我们看到在今天我们的婚姻关系是在这个地上的。
Today we realize our marriage, exist on this earth.
也就是说呢，我们当有一个人先离开的时候呢，我们就不能在一起了。
When a person leave you, then you are no longer with that person on the earth.
但是如果两个人都是信耶稣的话
，And however, if both of you believe in the Lord,
我们有一天还会在天上见面。
We know we're going to see one another in heaven.
所以死亡呢会在今生今世会 separate。
And therefore, death can only separate us on this earth.
在我们婚姻的誓言当中都说只有死亡可以分开你跟我。
During our covenant, our marriage vow, we say only death can separate us.
那事实是这样子。
This is indeed true.
但是在基督里面。
And however, in Christ,
我们看到夫妻的关系呢可以持续到永恒。
We realized the relationship of marriage can last until eternity.
在罗马书的八章三十八到三十九节这样说。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39.
这里说，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
For I'm sure that neither death or life, nor angels, nor ruler, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以死亡会分开最最亲爱的夫妻。
And therefore, death can separate the most intimate couple.
但是如果这一个最亲爱的夫妻他们都是在基督里的话
And however, is this couple, if they are in Christ,
那这个爱呢会战胜这个死亡。
Then love can conquer the death.
所以为什么基督徒要传福音
And therefore, why the Christians, we need to spread the gospel?
为什么
Why?
我爸爸还没有信主。
My father hasn't come to believing in the Lord yet.
我很急。
I'm very anxious.
因为他已经八十几岁了。
Because he is in his 80s.
我惧怕一件事呢，就是会跟他永远的分开。
One thing I'm afraid the most that I may depart from him forever.
我跟他传福音是希望可以在永恒当中再见他。
The reason why I want to preach the gospel to him because I want to see him in the eternity.
所以当有人向我们传福音的时候，是因为他们很爱你们。
And therefore, when we have someone preach to us about the gospel, it's because of they are motivated by their love to us.
因为他们希望可以在永恒当中仍然可以看到你。
Because they want to see us in eternity.
那如果我们当中有夫妻还没有信主的
，If any of the couples here, if you are not in the Lord,
那希望你们尽快的相信耶稣。
I truly hope that you can make the decision of coming to the Lord quickly.
Because love can conquer death.
因为爱可以战胜死亡。
Because love is eternal.
因为爱是永恒。
那第二点要跟大家分享的就是爱是神的烈焰。
The second I want to share with you is that love is God's flame.
那接下来的经文是说，记恨如阴间之残忍。
The following verse is that jealousy is as severe as Sheol. It's
okay. 好，那个记恨呢，也可以翻译成热情。
Jealousy can only also translate as passionate.
那这个字呢，在希伯来文有一幅图画。
And actually, there's a picture behind this Hebrew word.
这个图画呢，就是这个脸色会变红跟变黑。
That is the picture is a picture of a face can turning red or black.
有没有人因为嫉妒，他的脸会变红或变黑的
？Have you ever seen someone because of his or her jealousy, her face or his face turning into black or red?
想自己好了，不要想别人。
Perhaps not to judge others. How about yourself?
神对我们的爱就是这样。
This is how God loves us.
God's love for us is very intense.
实际上，神对我们的爱是非常非常强烈的。
So if we turn to other gods or turn to idols,
因为 当我们转向其他神或转向其他任何偶像的时候
His face would turn red or black.
他的脸 就成为黑色或者红色了。
Let me ask you this question.
让我问大家一个问题。
Can you count at least three people in your life who would be jealous because you love someone else?
那大家可以在想想在过去日子当中你可以想出三在你生命当中三个人当你爱其他人的时候他会非常的嫉妒吗
有没有人可以数到三个
Can you count to three? Any three of them?
有吗能数到三个不算神的话
God doesn't count
只是算人
You can count any person you have encountered in your past
其实很难有人可以数到三个人会因着爱我们的缘故而他的脸会变红变黑的
Actually it's very hard to have someone to have three people in someone's life that their face will turn to red or black because of their jealousy to you
但是神会
But God will God does
And he would 所以这个记恨呢其实也是用在神的属性上面
And actually this jealousy is part of God's essence
在出埃及记的二十章五节这个神呢是说 He is a jealous God
So in the book of Exodus chapter 2 verse 15 you mentioned God is a jealous God 神是忌邪的神
Now we can say that the jealousy of God belongs to holy jealousy
我们也可以说神的嫉妒乃是一个圣洁的嫉妒
人的嫉妒可以是负面的
Human's jealousy could be negative
But God's jealousy is always holy
但是神的嫉妒乃是永远是圣洁的
在传道书的这节经文呢是讲到当一个人死的时候他们的爱他们的恨他们的嫉妒都消灭了
So in the book of Ecclesiastic chapter 9 verse 6 their love or hate will be diminished
and jealousy
will diminish 所以里
面呢是讲到三个人的情绪
it talk about three feelings feelings of three men three type of people
三种情绪
three type of emotion
爱恨跟嫉妒
Love, hate, and jealousy.
所以当我们有爱、有恨、有嫉妒的时候，这三种呢是最强烈的情绪。
They are considered the most severe emotion in us. Love, hate, and jealousy.
然后在圣经当中呢是有提到这个 jealousy.
And jealousy is mentioned in the Bible. 嫉妒在圣经当中有记载。
所以在箴言当中所提到的嫉妒呢都是负面的。
So the word jealousy mentioned in the book of Proverbs are all negative.
但是呢当这个jealousy 用在神的身上呢都是正面的。
And however, whenever jealousy, the word jealousy used relating to God are all positive.
所以我们看到神对我们的爱呢是一个嫉妒的爱。
And therefore, we understand the love God had towards us is a love of jealousy.
所以这个爱呢是像火焰一样的强烈。
As strong as a flame.
所以接着经文就说这个这个神的这个像嫉恨的这个爱呢，所发的电光是火焰的电光，是耶和华的烈焰。
So, the word jealousy, sent radiated from God is. As strong as a thunder and flame.
所以这边讲到所发的这个电光Reshab 是这个希伯来文。那它的意思呢，在迦南的神话当中呢，是代表一个毁灭神，电光神。
The word Reshab, used in Hebrew, represents is referring to the god of destruction.
It's a Canaanite.
Canaanite, in the Canaanite culture.
那在中文的翻译呢，是有耶和华的烈焰，是有神的名字在和合本的翻译当中。
The word being translated with God's name in the Chinese Bible.
但是很多英文版本呢是没有翻译。
However, the word the name of the Lord is not mentioned in most of the Western translation.
那在原文呢是没有神的名字。
And actually, in the original manuscript, God's name was not there.
那这边呢是看到和合本跟新译本的翻译的不一样。
Then we can see the difference of the Chinese translation here. One with God's name, one without.
The difference is because of the dot. Do you see the red, the yellow dot at the end of the two Hebrew words? One has a dot, one doesn't have a dot.
大家可以看见这边希伯来文这边这个两个字的不同，乃是一个有点，另一个没有点嘛。
The one with dot, this word means Yah. It's short for Yahweh, short for Yahweh. And this one is just the ending of a word.
大家如果看见这个希伯来的文的最后一个字母，最后这个字母是从右到左，是有点的话是指着神，如果没有点的话就不是指着神。
所以呢，不管有点没点，都会让人联想到神的这个爱呢，就像火焰一样的强烈。
So no matter there's a dot or not, it always reminds us that God's, the love of God is, as strong as jealousy, like flame.
在其他的旧约经文当中，就是每当神出现的时候呢，就是有火，有火焰。
And in other, Old Testament, whenever God appeared, they always, come with flame.
然后在出埃及记的时候，神呢是用云柱跟火柱，所以火柱呢是代表 flame。
So, from the Exodus, we realize when God appeared and led Israelites, He led with the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire. Again, there is a flame.
然后在希伯来书的这里呢，是讲到我们的神呢是一个烈火。
And in the book of Hebrew, it mentioned that our God is like flame.
所以我们想一想，如果我们是基督徒的话，我们的生命是不冷不热吗？还是火热的
and therefore, we need to think about our Christian life. Is our Christian life neither cold or hot, or full of heat?
如果我们经历过神像火焰这样的爱
if we truly experience God's love, which is like a flame,
我们的生命应该是有火存在的
We should have I have a life full of heat, like the existence of fire.
不应该是有不冷不热的基督徒。
Shouldn't have any Christian life being like neither cold or hot.
Have you been touched by the flame of God?
大家有被神的烈火触摸过吗？
If you have, then there shouldn't be a lukewarm Christian.
如果大家有被神经历过神的烈火的话，我们就不能成为不会成为一个不冷不热的基督徒。
对，刚才呢是有问大家一个问题，就是能不能数到三个人是因着嫉妒而他的脸会因着你而变红变黑。
I just ask a question: whether you have experienced three people in your life because their jealousies to you, their face would turn to red or black.
其实我自己本身也数不到三个人。
And actually, when I look back my life, I couldn't count three people in my life.
我觉得the one who loves me the most is my dog.
我觉得最爱我的大概就是我家的狗了。
他因为他很热情。
Because he was very passionate.
He's
very passionate to me.
有很短的时间没有看到他，他看到我之后呢，还好像好久没见，就跳起来。
So if I haven't seen the dog for a while, he was so excited to see me again, and she would jump up to me.
没有人会这样子 jump that high.
There is no one in my life would jump so high, try to hug me.
Try to lick me.
喜欢舔我。
所以我们看到，其实人的爱呢是非常有限的。
We realized the love of human is very limited.
人很容易冷漠。
We are very easy to turning cold.
我们的爱呢是可能是忽冷忽热。
Our love could be hot or cold, inconsistent.
但是神的爱呢就像火焰一样，常常燃烧着。
And however, the love of our God is like a flame, constantly burning.
所以今天我不知道你在人生的哪一个阶段。
And therefore, I wonder which stage are you in your journey in life?
But I would like to remind you that God's love for you is unchanging, and His love is like a flame.
That 但是我想在这边提醒大家，神对你的爱是永远不变的，他对你的爱有如烈火。
好，第三点呢，就是讲到八章的七节，爱情重水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没，若有人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情，就全被藐视。
The next verse, many waters cannot crunch love, nor will rivers overflow it. If a man were to give all the riches of his house for love, it would be utterly despised.
在这边所讲的爱情可以翻译成爱。
The love is love.
那这个爱呢，也就是《生命记》六章五节十骂里面的啊、，You shall love the Lord 那个 love。
The word love here is the same word being used in Shema in the book of Deuteronomy.
所以这边可以是一方面是讲男女之爱，一方面也是讲神人之爱。
So the love is not only talk about a man and woman's romantic relationship, also talk about the relationship between God and man.
然后这边讲到这个重水跟大水都是指洪水。
So the waters, the running river.Here are all talking about the flood. It's similar as referring to flood.
所以通常有火的时候，什么可以抗火？
So whenever there's a fire, how could you overcome the fire?
What do you use?
你会用什么去灭火呢？
What? 灭火器。Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, 我想说是用水，用水。在古时候没有灭火器、
yeah.
用水 So water can quench fire
所以一个大水可以消灭火
通常是这样对不对、
Isn't that the usual case?
Not in this case、
但是在这里却不是如此
我们看到任何水大水重水没有办法 quench love
We realized that neither any type of water no matter a river orwell, flood cannot crunch fire.
Love. Fire. 好，在这里的经文当中呢，我们看到也是有一个古近东神话的背景。
We realize the writing here also carry a background of the Near Eastern culture there.
刚才讲到阴间啊，阴间 Sheol 是代表死神掌控的范围。
The word Sheol I mentioned it's a dimension being controlled by the god of death.
然后电光呢 ，flashes 或者是 Rasha， 它呢是叫做这个毁灭神。
And flashes represent the god of destruction.
然后讲到 many waters， 它是指海神。
And many waters referring to the god of sea.
所以这些神呢，都是代表毁灭跟动乱。
So all the gods mentioned here referring to the condition of chaos or destruction.
我们看到有爱的存在。
And however, when we see when there's existence of love,
就会有其他的力量要毁灭这个爱。
Then there will be other forces to try to overcome it.
但是最后呢，爱是战胜这一切。
And however, at the end, love conquers all.
这里呢是。我们熟悉的一节经文。
And here is a very familiar verse.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生儿子赐给他们。
He gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这边所讲的爱呢，是一个无条件的爱。
The love mentioned here is an unconditional love.
为什么？神可以无条件的爱世人。
And how can God love the people of the world without any condition?
他背后一定是出于一个火热的爱。
Because there is a love so strong like a severe flame.
神只有一个儿子。
God has only one son.
And he is perfect.
他是一个完美的神。
He is sinless.
他是完美无罪的。
而所有的人呢，都是有罪的人。
And yet,All others, we are sinners.
那为什么一个神愿意把他唯一的一个无罪的儿子，要他死在十字架上
？And how could God ask His Son to die on the cross?
It's unthinkable.
这是难以想象的。
Incomprehensible.
这是我们人类是没法了解的。
我们愿意把我们的独生的一个孩子献给一个罪人吗
？Will we willing to offer our only child to sinners?
没有人愿意，是不是？
No one would, isn't it?
因为我们的爱是 our love is very limited.
因为我们的爱是非常有限的。
但是神的爱呢，却是愿意。
And yet, God is willing to do such a thing.
我不知道我们当中还有没有人就是对这个信仰仍然有很多的质疑。
I wonder any of you are still struggling about this faith.
我以前也是个不相信神的人。
In the past, I was also an unbeliever.
听到这样的话呢，也是没有感觉。
When I first heard about the word like this, I had no feeling.
所以没有感觉不代表这些呢不是真的。
And yet, no feeling doesn't mean this is not the truth.
所以今天我只是希望大家可以 open your hearts.
And therefore, today, I would just like to ask you to open your heart. 今天只是想请大家打开你的心房。
Yeah, keep an open mind.
愿意你持保持一个开放的态度。
然后就是be ready.
希望大家让也许准备好。
Yeah, 在以弗所书的三章这样子，其中有一句呢，就是希望众圣徒都可以明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
There's a verse in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. Paul wished people to know how wide, how long, how deep, how high is the love of Christ.
基督的爱真的是长阔高深。
Indeed, God, the love of Christ is truly so high, so wide, so deep, and
So今天如果我们基督徒没有爱的话，我们其实不算是个基督徒。
And therefore, if we Christians don't have love, we actually cannot be considered as a Christian.
所以爱呢是整个基督徒信仰的一个中心。
And therefore, love is truly the essence and the center of Christianity.
那最后呢，我有三个应用给大家。
And now I would like to bring three applications to you.
第一个呢，就是给已婚的弟兄姐妹。
First, I would like to share with all the married couples.
那这个是我跟我先生。
And this is me and my husband.
So we've been married for 20 years now.
我们已经结婚二十年了。
所以今年刚好是我们二十周年的纪念。
And this year happened to be our 20th anniversary.
然后our wedding invitation is based on the verse from Song of Songs.
那我们婚姻的请帖上面印的就是雅歌书上面的金句，
也就是说 ，And my beloved is mine，
就是我的良人，我的良人属我。
然后所以对于已婚的弟兄姐妹，我希望大家可以珍惜你的婚姻。
And therefore, to those of us who are married, I hope you treasure your spouse.
因为神会借着这个婚姻要启示基督如何爱教会。
Because God is going to use your marriage to reveal how much Christ loves the church.
然后我今天也有给大家一个功课。
And today I would like to also give you a homework.
If you haven't said I love you today, please do so.
如果你今天还没有说我爱你，请你今天记得要做。
所以这个是给已婚的夫妻。
所以这是给So this is the homework for all of us who are married.
Now for those who are not married,
对于这些还没有结婚的，
或者是 divorced or widower.
或者是单身，或者离婚的，或者说是寡妇。
那一方面呢，我们可以发展the love between brothers and sisters。
所以我们一方面可以建立我们与弟兄姊妹中间的爱。
因为在教会里面，我们的关系就是弟兄姐妹的关系。
Because in the church, our relationship is among brothers and sisters。
那另外一方面呢，我们可以继续建立我们跟神的关系。
In other dimension is that we can build a love relationship with our God.
我觉得我 single 的时候，我跟神的关系比较亲密。
I remember when I was single, I think I had a closer relationship with God.
因为现在我在地上有其他爱慕的人。
because on this earth, I do have other beloved ones.
My husband and my son.
比如说我自己的先生，我自己的孩子。
所以我的 my attention, my focus has been divided.
因此我的专注力必须要分散开来。
所以如果我们是 single, huh, or not in, within marriage, then we can develop our close relationship, close walk with God.
所以当我们还是单身的时候，这就是让我们建立与神更亲密关系的时机。
那在约翰一书有这样的经文说，约翰一书三章十六节，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
From 1 John chapter 3 verse 16, when Christ died for us, then we know what is love, and then we can even die for our own brothers.
好，那第三个应用呢，就是刚才我们看到有死神、有海神、有毁灭神的存在。
As we mentioned before, there are different gods in the culture. It's a god of destruction, god of a sea, god of death.
那这些神呢，都是要毁灭爱。
All those gods, they intend to destroy love.
所以今天我不知道在你生命当中，什么是代表死神，什么是代表毁灭神，什么是代表海神。
I don't know what areas in your life they represent either God of death, God of destruction, God of consuming fire.
Chaos.
Chaos, God of chaos.
是家人当中有人离开吗？
Is it because some family member depart from you?
还是有疾病，很严重的疾病存在？
Or disease is coming upon you?
还是你前面的道路不明白？
Or you're confused about your future?
或者你有什么其他的难处是不能告诉人的？
Or there are some hidden obstacles and troubles in your life that you couldn't share with others?
有什么东西呢是阻碍到让你体会不到神爱你呢？
Is there anything in your love that hinders God's love to you?
我希望你可以 identify them. Identify those forces.
我希望大家可以在你自己生命当中找出来，
然后呢把它带到神的面前。
And then bring those before God.
And let God's love overwhelm all these forces.
让神的爱来湮灭这些阻挡你与神有关系的爱。
这里大家知道是哪里吧？
For those of you, I guess you know where this place is.
It's close to home, right?
大家都知道这边实际上这个地方离我们这边不远，不是吗？
前几个礼拜呢，就是刚好有 9/11 的这个纪念日。
There was a memorial service about 9/11 just a few days ago.
Few weeks ago.
Just a few weeks ago.、嗯、
所以，当我们想到这个 event 的时候呢，我们看到它是影响到之后整个美国的一个文化。
This event actually reminds us, because of this, our American culture has been changed.
每次我去机场的时候，都是一个 reminder of this event.
So whenever I went to airport, I experienced the reminder of the event.
在911之前呢，我们以前呢是可以带水上飞机的，对不对？
That every one of us could carry water to the airplane.
然后呢，不需要脱衣服，不需要脱这个外套啊。
We don't need to take off our jacket, our shoes.
然后还有什么？现在有 X 光，对不对
？And now we need to go through the scanning.
所以这个我们是活在一个恐怖分子兴旺的时代。
So we are living in an era of terrorism.
有 ISIS.
There is ISIS.
然后有这个枪的问题。
And we have an issue with guns.
所以这几年呢，有很多 massacre.
So we encounter many massacre. 我们经历很多的大屠杀。
所以很多恐怖分子呢，他们是爱他们的神，但是他们不爱人。
So we know there are many terrorists. They do love their God. However, they do not love others.
They don't love people.
They don't love people.
那基督教跟其他教不一样的地方。
So what separates us Christianity to others?
就是 not only we love God, but also God commands us to love people.
是不单单我们必须要爱我们的神，神也命定我们要爱其他的人。
So imagine if all these terrorists, if they know Jesus, if they love people.
大家可以想象吗？如果这些恐怖组织分子，如果他们认识耶稣，他们也会爱其他的人的话，
then there will be no terrorism.
那就没有所谓的恐怖案件了。
所以这些案件呢，都是提醒我们，我们要传播神的爱在这个世界当中。
So all of those tragedies remind us that we need to go and preach the gospel so other people can come to the Lord.
所以爱是我们信仰的中心。
And therefore, love is the essence and the center of our belief.
爱如此之坚强。
Love is a force.
爱是神的烈焰。
Love is a flame.
爱是永远长存。
Love is forever.
让我们一起祷告。
May we pray together now.
当我们在安静的时候，我也希望给大家一个回应的时间。
While we are quieting down our heart, I wish this could be a moment that you may respond.
首先，我想问问在座当中，有谁还是没有接受耶稣在你生命当中的？能不能举一下手？
If you haven't take Jesus.As the Lord of your life, could you raise your hand?
好，看到了，请放下。
May you lower your hand now.
我想问问你们举手的人当中，是什么阻碍你们不能接受耶稣进到你生命当中呢？
For those who just raised their hand, I would like to ask, what actually hinder your faith to Jesus' love?
我们每一个人都是没有合乎神标准的人。
None of us can live up to the standard of God.
我想让你们知道，说神深深的爱着你们。
I want to let you know God loves you deeply.
他的脸会因着你而变红变黑。
Because of his jealousy to you, his face could turn red or black.
他对你的爱像火焰一样。
His love to you is like a flame.
希望你可以敞开心。
May you open your heart,
然后来愿意接受主耶稣。
To be willing to accept Jesus.
如果你愿意的话，我们一起做一个祷告。
If you are willing, may we pray together.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我还是有一些犹豫。
I do still have some doubt.
但是我愿意相信你。
And yet, I'm willing to believe.
我愿意开我的心。
I'm willing to open my heart.
来更加认识你。
To know you more.
来经历你。
To experience you.
经历你是真的。
To experience your faithfulness.
如果你这样的，做了这样的祷告。
If you just said such prayer.
求主继续的工作在你的生命当中。
May God continue to work in your life.
我们已经信耶稣的人
For those of us who have already accepted the Lord
我要问你一个问题
I'm also going to ask you a question
你是否有失去那像火焰一样的爱呢
Have you ever lose the passion like a flame?
神仍然是火热的在爱着你
God still loves you like a flame
希望我们一切信主的人是更加激励我们把这个爱传扬出去。
May we once again be encouraged to spread the gospel.
最后一起为这个教会来祷告。
Finally, I would like to pray for this church.
Dear God, this church is yours.
亲爱的主，这个乃是你自己的教会。
We pray that you will reign here.
我们求你在这边掌权
Reign in our hearts
也在我们心中掌权
We pray that you draw more people to come to this church
愿你吸引更多的人来到这个教会
We pray that this would be a place of love
愿你这个教会成一个爱的地方
Just like the name of this church
就有如这个教会的名字
Fill us with your love
愿你的爱充满我们
So that we can love others with your love
因着这样子我们可以以你的爱去爱我们周遭的人。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.